Seasons of Stories, Spring. Recorded at Bridport Youth and Community Centre. Written and narrated by Martin Maudsley and Sarah Acton. With extra bits by me, Tom Hughes.
This audiobook celebrates the changes occurring in spring, from the shy and understated signs of early spring to an explosion of life, energy and vibrancy in late spring.
The longing for spring to arrive is a strong, stirring emotion for many of us. It heralds a key turning point in the year, bringing in the promise of new life and longer, warmer days.
In spring we sow at the harvest mow, and that is how the seasons round they go. And of all those times, if choose I may, I go rambling in the new mown hay.
A lifting, a lightening, a heart song, that I have survived the cold winter and all will be well.
When is spring? Nature stirs awake. Bright the blossoms and first flowers. Larks, birch and chaffinch burst garden greens out loud. Hope rests still in the top fields. The sun nods, yes, drink, refresh. As the rain showers splash down, the hedges sing and our spirits rise.
What are the first signs of spring for you?
The first signs of spring for me are spotting catkins blossom and budding leaves in the trees, noticing the longer days, brighter starts and the time to be outside in the evenings, seeing a butterfly or a bumblebee, the pong of wild garlic as you go for a walk, and the shift in light and colour.
First flowers. In the beginning, snow was completely colourless. Seeing all the happy hues of the spring flowers, snow flew around asking each of them if they would share their colour. But none would agree, each flower fiercely guarding its own colour. Only Snowdrop took pity and selflessly offered her pure, pale white pigment. Since then, in mutual friendship, snow and snowdrops exist together in the earliest moments of spring, before any other flowers appear.
When the first green shoots and snowdrops appear.
Folk names for snowdrops. February's Fair Maids. Eve's Tears. Candlemas bells, Mary's tapers, naked ladies. In Latin, the name Galanthus means milk flower.
After long, dark days of winter, tiny messengers attend. Bells, white as pale pearls, sway on green hooked stems. The primrose cheer the banksides, and the daffodils shake and ring. Crocuses wake the dormant beds, and all heads dance in the wind. These first bold flowers chorus in colours to break the frost. Brighter days are on their way. Our hearts, too, glow and toast.
What does spring smell like?
Oh, it's all lovely and fresh, isn't it? You can hear the birds calling and the smell of bluebells and daisies. Oh, and daffodils. Gorgeous.
To me, spring smells new and fresh and green. It's sweet. It's like blossom and cut grass and magnolia.
Greenery. Greenery is an anagram of re-energy.
Hedgerow. Hawthorn, meadow sweet, dog violet. Blackthorn, sorrel and wood anemone. cow parsley, nettle and foxglove, witch elm, elder and wild cherry. When first fruits dapple old hedgerows, young clusters on rides and banks thrive, while in pasture, ditch, meadow and woodland, all is glossed wet in wild lime surprise.
Ash before the oak, expect a soak. Oak before the ash, expect a splash. When in the trees the rooks build high, expect the summer to be warm and dry.
What's your favourite spring saying, tradition or recipe?
I don't know any spring sayings, but it does make me think of Joni Mitchell's lyrics from Here Today and Gone Tomorrow, which are, love must be the birds in spring, only lovers hear them sing, all too soon they're on the wing, here today and gone tomorrow.
Well, when I was little, we always celebrate May with maypole dancing, which I believe turns out to have been a Roman tradition. And in the old days, they'd have used a tree instead of a pole, and they'd decorate the tree and all dance round it. But yeah, I remember that as a nipper. Beautiful colours all blending together as the ribbons twisted around.
Oh, it's got to be. Of course it's got to be, hasn't it? Fresh wild garlic pesto.
In the garden. Time for the clearing, the mowing, the sowing, tidy the shed space and sharpen the tools. Clear out the old leaves, the old slush, the debris. Mow the lawn, possibly, and hoe out the weeds. Time for the hard work, the pruning, deadheading. Time for seed catalogues and bulbs and repairs. Hold on to patience, a gardener knows waiting. The beds are done wintering. Let seeds dream the way.
What do you like to grow?
I like to grow potatoes, which seems quite miraculous to me that you can plant half a rotten potato in the ground and then suddenly you have this crop of potatoes, and that to me is mind-boggling. I'll never get used to that, ever.
The cherry tree. Once there was a young man with a green garden. In the middle of the garden was a cherry tree, which every spring was covered in delicate pink blossom. One warm, scent-filled night, the gardener had a dream in which a loud, clear voice spoke to him. Go to London Bridge. He woke up, startled. The voice seemed so real and compelling, so that very morning he set out for the city. In those days, London Bridge was a busy place, packed with stalls and stands. All day the gardener stood amongst the bustling crowds, but nothing happened. Then, just as he was leaving, his path was suddenly blocked by a smartly dressed merchant who demanded to know what business he had on London Bridge. The gardener told of his dream, but before he could finish, the merchant laughed mockingly. How foolish, it wasn't dreaming that got me where I am in life. Why, just last night I had a dream about a cherry tree in a garden with treasure underneath. But do you think I'm going to waste my precious time looking for that? The merchant never got a reply. The gardener hurried home as fast as he could and carefully began to dig underneath the blossoming cherry tree. Sure enough, hidden within its old roots, he found a box of treasure. But what that treasure was, well, that's up to you to imagine for yourself.
What do you look forward to in spring?
Easter egg. Well, the Easter bunny comes round and gives us chocolate.
Easter. With feasts after Lenting come leaps and fertility. There's always something to celebrate, new births and beginnings. And with all life a-nesting, Let's remember how we met when we too were young.
Eggs and nests. The skylark. One springing morning, a skylark rose up on her ladder of song above a little orchard where a pig was tied to a tree. The old boar looked up with small squinting eyes to grunt loudly at the frivolous bird. "Why do you fly so high and sing so loud and long when no one down here gives a fig for your song?" The lark fluttered even higher and then replied, "I sing because it's spring and the sun is shining and because, unlike you, I'm not tethered to a tree."
A riddle. No doors or windows guard this stronghold, yet thieves may break in and steal all the gold. What am I? An egg.
What bird song do you enjoy in spring?
The blackbirds.
Oh, blackbirds, easily. That's the most incredible, melodious, different song every time something comes out. We sleep with the window open so I can hear them first thing in the morning, and I always feel other birds must be jealous of them because they'll go and that's it. And blackbird has an entire repertoire which changes all the time.
The magpie's nest. What a clever creature the magpie is. One spring, magpie agreed to teach the other birds how to build a nest. She began by gathering sticks and stems, weaving them together into a bowl shape. A crow was watching, and to this day that is how they build their nests. Then, magpie covered the twigs with thick layers of mud and smoothed the surface. A song thrush was watching. And to this day, that is how they build their nests. Next, she lined the inside of the nest with soft feathers. A little long-tailed tit was watching, and to this day, that is how those birds build their little feathered nests. Finally, when no one else was watching, she decorated her nest with pieces of coloured cloth and shiny objects found on the ground. And to this day, magpies are always looking for one more bright thing to finish their nest.
What life can you see from your window?
We have a river outside the window, so it's usually ducks, and then it'll be, as the light starts coming up, it'll be people and dogs, and the barky dog across the other side of the river, and lots of bird life. If we're very, very lucky, we'll see the occasional kingfisher. In fact, there's an egret which has got quite bold and comes and prods about in the water, so that's pretty good.
Newly emerging fern fronds in spring are sometimes known as fiddleheads or bishop's croziers.
Spring clean? Work hard. Up ladders, on steps and chairs. Wash the curtains, shake the rugs. Sweep the floors, dust the shelves. Throw out broken things. Wear scrubbing gloves. Recycle packaging. Toss out old clothes. Remove limescale from their kettle rims. Keep safe. Old photos. Laughter. Our voices together. The kindness that settles in afternoons. When I hold close the good times, the loved ones.
The Willow Wife. Once there was a green and graceful willow tree which grew beside a bridge over a small stream. A young farmer in the nearby village loved that tall tree. It was the first thing he saw each morning when setting out to work and the last place he went to on returning home each night. Every year, in late April, he picked a posy of fresh bluebells from the woods and placed them on the roots of the old willow. It was a family tradition handed down from his parents and grandparents. One year, the king sent servants across the countryside in search of timber to build ships for his navy. The village willow tree was earmarked to be felled, but in desperation, the farmer persuaded them to take other trees on his land instead. That evening, he visited the willow. Suddenly, a beautiful young woman appeared in front of him as if she'd just stepped out from the tree. The two of them talked until late in the night with growing affection. From that day, they met often by the willow, and in the following spring, they were married. A few years later, the king once more demanded his tithe of timber. This time, the young farmer's pleas had no effect. Soldiers had to restrain him as woodcutters chopped through the trunk. With a terrible groan, the willow crashed to the ground, spilling its leaves like tears. In that moment, a pain entered the farmer's heart and he rushed home as fast as he could. But then the house was in darkness and his willow wife was gone.
River to sea shanty, and we're all in this together. It takes a source to find a course to flow beyond. It takes a bubbling far inland. It takes a course to flow beyond the moor to sea. It takes a course down hills and fields. Roll it on, oh, carrying on with life along. Flow it on, oh, through the rocks among. And we're all in this together. And we're all in this together.
What does spring sound like?
Bluebell beliefs. Bluebells have long been associated with the fairies. Some people say they use them as little bonnets, and others say that they ring to bring the little people together for their secret meetings. It's always a good idea to ask permission from the fair folk when entering a bluebell wood. And be careful. If you ever hear bluebells ringing in the woods, then you've stepped from this world into their world. One of the Dorset folk names for bluebells is Grandpa Griggles. I wonder why.
In times gone by, a silly or foolish person might be called a cuckoo.
The Wareham Cuckoo. Every spring, a cuckoo arrived in Wareham to call from the high branches of an elm tree. The townsfolk loved to hear the bird's two-tone tune as the herald of spring and warmer weather to come. And then, in late summer, the cuckoo would fly away again with the passing of the seasons. But one year, at the beginning of April, three stubborn men decided to trap the cuckoo in the town so that sweet spring would last there forever. Painstakingly, they built a tall tower of Purbeck stone all around the tree where the cuckoo perched. But the foolish men didn't think to put a roof on the tower, and by the beginning of July, the cuckoo simply opened up her wings and flew up and out and away.
May Day. Come now, you lovers, come all dreamers true. Wild dew on your faces, blush beauty anew. Come dance the maypole, come colour the day. Sing brightest ribbons and pattern the sky. Dark, lonely for so long. new lambs now among us. Come fire, come magic, come now light the way. Come magic, come fire, come light now the way.
Spring blessings.
May there always be work for your hands to do.
May your purse always hold a coin or two.
May the sun shine through your window pane.
May a rainbow appear after each rain.
May the hand of a friend be always near you.
And your heart full of gladness to always cheer you.
This recording was embellished with the generous spoken word contributions of local people, as well as the field recordings from contributors to the freesound.org website. For a full list of credits, please visit www.picnicintheparks.org.uk.